Thank you.
Hi, Mike. Mike, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Just wanted me to get on the line, get you the details, of course, you know, how the service works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then she put in the notes where you've been doing this for a long time, but you changed the business name, right?
Yes.
And that kind of hurt your listing. So, you know, we've been in this industry for almost 20 years. We started in 2004. We are a Google partner, so we can definitely help you get your listing back going and promote the business under that new entity. You know, obviously our job is to get your phone ringing, to put you where people who need your services would be able to find your website, and then of course decide or not decide to call you. So of course not everyone will call you. You won't be the only company that pops up on that first page, but the calls that you get will be from someone who saw your website before they called you. So they're making that informed, conscious choice to reach out to you directly and specifically. Whether they need home remodeling, kitchen remodeling, any of the services that you provide, we'll make sure that your business pops up. Now, it's not just for Google. You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. You'll also be one of the top options on the first page when people are doing that search on a smartphone, laptop, tablet, PC, any vehicle that accesses the internet. And of course, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads. There'd be a social media campaign as part of this. It's all designed to get your phone ringing, put you out there for anyone who might need your services, whether they're actively searching or even just on their Facebook page. Now, I'd recommend the Platinum package. I think it would be ideal for your service area, you know, at 20, 30 miles, focusing on residential clients. It's exactly $249.00. That's I put you in for a new in business rate. That's the lowest rate we have, because the business name is new. It's not an introductory rate, though. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It just makes it more affordable for younger companies. Obviously, you've got the best of both worlds going on. You've got, you know, a couple of decades of experience, so we can easily promote you as the guy who knows what he's doing, the guy you should trust, the guy you should call and hire. And yet with that new business rate, you do see a significant savings. It's actually more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. Like I said, it's not an introductory rate. No matter how long you keep the service, it would bill once a month for $249. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, Mike, but at least on the surface, is that something that you might want for your business at this point?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing. Like
yeah.
I said, I've already put out probably $2,600. So
you're paying someone else to try
free.
And get that done?
Yeah, I've been. I paid $375 to help get verified.
Wow. Oh, boy.
I got 2 months now of, I think it's $650 a month for 2 months.
Ooh.
And I'm supposed to go longer, but this, like, these first 2 weeks, I haven't gotten any phone calls. I mean, I can see people going to my website. It's
okay.
Up like 300% people going to the website.
Mm.
And, but nobody's calling. So I just spoke with them now, and they're going to change the keywords. They already looked and saw which ones weren't performing, the ones I thought that would.
Okay.
You know, lo and behold, that's not what people are typing in to find me.
Yeah,
or find someone like me.
You shouldn't be limited by keyword or search phrase. With the right content online, it should have your business pop up for any of the keywords, anything someone might type in, even misspellings for, you know, home remodeling, kitchen, room addition. Looks like you do even landscaping, some dirt work too. You do quite a bit, right? You wouldn't want to be limited by how someone finds you. Now, you said they. I don't know who you're working with, but are they the ones that built that website for you?
No. I built the website.
Okay.
I use Wix.
Right.
I've had,
gotcha.
So, okay. But like I said, I changed the name. and that reset everything. Because I'm WMFT Inc. is 20 years. I've had my builder's license since 2004. I changed. Okay. I did a DBA, and then Google cut me off, blocked my new site, and then I had to jump through all these hoops to the video verification. I just got that done a month ago, maybe, where they like allowed it to go on. I had I had another business. I have owned a pawn shop. I sold guns and, you know, bought gold and that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Closed it down. And I used one. I had four units. One of the units was the construction.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now I'm doing it out of my house. So when I changed the address and the name, that's when Google was like, "Yeah, I don't think so."
Right, right. And now when that name change came, were you already working with this other SEO provider, or did you try to get? You did already. Okay.
Yeah, they're an affiliate to Google.
Okay. Right. Well, and what is the name of the company that you're working with?
You know, I'm not sure. They go on my Google. They just they call me and it says affiliate to Google. Well, I was just on the phone with them. They went through, showed me the insights, and they actually I had to let them remote in so they could see the screen and tell me where to go to show me, like, here's your words. You know, people who typed in Lowe's Home Improvement, that was 998 clicks that I got, or impressions for people that typed in Lowe's Home Improvement. And I'm like, that's not helping me. That's a do-it-yourself.
Yeah, those are do-it-yourselfers, right? That's not someone looking to hire a professional.
No.
They could be a Google reseller. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are affiliated with Google. Just my concern is, you know, and the reason that I asked is if, you know, when the name change came and you got kind of downlisted on Google, if you were already with the other company, because that should not have happened. I mean, I understand that it happens when business owners try to make changes on their own because they don't know what Google requires, right, or to do things by Google
guidelines. I only went with them because what I was trying wasn't working.
Got it.
I'm not an online person.
No, it's not at all easy to work with Google guidelines or to you know, kind of meet the criteria that Google requires for first page placement. So, and you've been with this other company then for a couple of months already?
No, 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they call once a week. Last week they called. They didn't like what they saw, so they changed a couple things. Then they just called today, looked at my website to see, like, what's happened since I started paying them.
Right.
And, you know, the website went from nothing to 400%, but I told the guy, nobody's calling.
But you're still
I don't really know what
phone
that
calls.
Means. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, there's a couple of things here, and I thought you did say you made a two payments of $650. They're charging you
$650? No, that's what I owe them. That's what I'm going to owe them.
Oh,
like right now I've paid, I think, $320 or $310 at the end of the month I have to pay. But it's only, like, for just, like, a little while. They've made it sound like, you know, a month or two. They recommended 2 months, and then that should, you know,
fix
get
everything?
So,
I
don't know.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like a Google reseller, because Google resellers, you know, they charge you once, or they charge you a couple of times. They do a little bit of this and that. They might show you impressions and things like that. But without
they're showing me.
Yeah, exactly. And impressions, especially the ones that you were describing, they don't help you out at all. I mean, you could show up on a search a million times, but if you're not getting any phone calls, the bottom line is it's not helping you at all. You know, and we would be month to month, and as long as you would keep the service, it would be our job to keep you on that first page, because Google makes changes all the time, you know, and if you're not constantly staying consistent with those changes, you would eventually fall off the first page. It's not like you can just, you know, push a couple of buttons and you're always going to be on that first page. That's why I was concerned when you said that, you know, they're only like going to charge you a couple of times and then move on. That's what a Google reseller does. They sell and resell the exact same service to businesses and their competitors. One thing that sets a real true Google partner apart from like a Google affiliate is that we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. And unlike a Google reseller that kind of charges you, you know, a couple of big lump sums up front and then they move on, we are successful because our clients are successful. We've been doing this since 2004 ourselves, and we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary just before the end of the year. So our success comes from keeping clients on board for the long term. We offer our services actually below what it cost us to provide. The platinum package that you'd be getting is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. And it's on the website that way because the content that we create and getting you on that first page, we'll spend that $898, if you add it up, almost $1,000 on our end in time and resources to get you on that first page. But again, we look long-term. Although there are no long-term contracts, our clients tend to keep the service because it works. It's profitable to be on that first page. So as a pricing director, my goal would be to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. You know, it is month to month, and I don't say it a lot, or I try to avoid saying it because it really sounds pretty corny. But honestly, if you gave us just 1% of your faith and trust in that first month, we would earn the rest, you know, just by showing you the results. And you'd see the results. You know, you don't have to be shown this impression or that impression. I mean, a lot of that just sounds like smoke and mirrors to me, you know, kind of misdirection. With us, you'll have 24/7 access to real-time reports. I say real-time. It's not exactly real-time, but it updates several times throughout the day. So it's very update, accurate information. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search, and even the content that we create, all the work that we do to keep you on that first page. Now, I do like the Wix sites. You know, they are, of course, Google compliant. They are what Google would want to see in a website. They're mobile optimized, and it is HTTPS. And I look at websites all day. Yours is definitely not the best, nor is it the worst. But if you're, and I don't know if those are actual clicks or if you're actually seeing that. I don't know why you wouldn't get phone calls. I actually like your website. I think you did a great job. There's a gallery on there. People can see your work. I mean, I would say that we do websites for our clients that don't have one or have kind of an older website or in the process of building one. But I like your site. I wouldn't even want to replace it. I just want to make sure you're getting good results. You're getting a good return on investment from that site.
I just redid it, and I got a lot of pictures to add, but I used AI to generate the wording and to put home remodeling, kitchen remodeling in 10 times. I added the services page.
Yeah, I like it.
And so.
No, you did a good job. You did a good job of building out
the
site.
Better than the last one I did, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, no, like I said, I look at websites all day, and yours is a very good-looking website. From a consumer's point of view, I like what I see if I were a potential customer needing one or more of your services. From an SEO point of view, obviously, it meets what Google wants to see. Now, what I'd be willing to do here, just to make it affordable enough for you. I mean, like I said, it's $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. And again, you know, we wouldn't be breaking even at $249 a month, even if I charged that setup fee. But I want to go ahead and waive your setup fee altogether just to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. Use the tracking system. Use the reporting system. You'll see exactly how well it's working for you. I mean, this other company, you know, what they're doing for you might give you a little bit of a boost. It might get you some impressions. But, I mean, if it's not getting you jobs, even now when they're actively working on it, when they stop charging you and move on and just kind of leave you in the lurch, so to speak, no offense.
Believe me, I'm a cynic. Like I said, I mean, we don't know each other. I went with them, and like I said, I talked with a bunch of people. I don't trust anybody. You know what I'm saying? But I felt what am I going to do? I gotta try something because everybody sounds the same.
Well, like, I mean, you're doing the right thing.
You're handling yourself a little bit different than the others. So I I'm definitely going to give, I'll give you guys a try just because it's like I said, we don't know each other. And I know you're in business. You're trying to get me. But like I said,
I'm trying to get your job.
But also get the business. And like you said, after a while, it's residual income.
Sure. I mean, it is my job, but I like my job because it helps businesses. On April 17th last month, I celebrated my 11-year anniversary with this company. As a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have. And I've got clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us 12, 14, 16, 18 years. Again, because it works. I see our clients with results the first Monday of every month. We actually have an early morning meeting that kind of goes through just some of the businesses that we worked with in that last month, showing their first page placement and things like that. So for the people in the trenches, I mean, obviously, Jess makes a lot more phone calls than I do, right? Usually by the time I'm speaking with someone, at least they're interested in hearing about our services. She doesn't get that. So that meeting is really more for them, just to encourage them that they're doing not just a good job, but doing a good service for business owners. But that's one of the reasons why I still stay in this industry, because, this is your livelihood, right? And it's something you've been doing for a long time. And
Well, you're good at what you do, so I'm going to give it a try.
I appreciate it. You sound real good, so
I got nothing to lose.
The phone number that we are speaking on, I mean, obviously, this is the number that you want your customers to call.
It's the
number
line
on your website. And it's also a good number, then, for us to reach you regarding your account?
No, my cell phone.
Let me change the contact number, then. What is your best contact info, your number?
727-565-6602.
Okay, I've got 727-565-6602 for you. That's just for us to contact you internally.
We'll promote that existing
phone number, the 4377 for the business. And then macmeyer79@gmail.com. That's your email?
That's the business.
So I'm just taking a stab in the dark. I never really do want to assume, but is Meyer your last name?
No. My last name's Cardamon.
Okay.
Meyer is the M in Mac.
Ah.
My fiance.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, so he always does bite me whenever I try it. I'm not going to stop trying that. Usually when I go off of an email, it's 9 times out of 10. This was the 10th time and it didn't work. So could you spell your last name for me, sir?
It's CARDAMONE.
Okay. And then as far as the business goes, it's service-based, right? There's no real physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom
location. No. Like I said, when I had my shop, I closed it down in January of this year. I'd been open for 13 years. That's where I had the construction company because I had 4,000 square feet, one unit I used. So when we decide to close and just do construction full-time and not, piecemealing like I'd been doing, that killed everything when I changed the address. Bam.
Yeah. It says happen
all of it.
Sometimes that way. Yeah. But we can help you out with that. You said you already did the the video verification and they did accept it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
that was maybe a month ago. Yeah, they accepted it the second I uploaded it. So nobody looked at it. The second I uploaded it, I got the email that I've been verified.
Okay.
I'd say within a minute.
Okay, that's good. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. We definitely do want you to speak at a little bit more length with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. That's where we verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure that we kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure that everything is Google compliant. We'll want to know things like a mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Now, the other thing that is required of us, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, I'm actually not only reducing the cost of the service, but even waiving that initial setup fee for you. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. And I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair? Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mike, give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Mac Development.
That's exactly how I have that. Mike, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Cardamone, owner.
Okay. And as the owner of Mac Development, Mr. Cardamone, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mike, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mike, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Anything new that comes along from this point moving forward. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, we're not saying you cannot work with anybody else or even hire anybody new moving forward. We are just saying if anything new does come along that you're aware of, it's a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mike, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, even waiving the one-time setup fee, and of course, with it being month-to-month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of May, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And Mike, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and that social media campaign. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, that $249, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too if you do end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mike, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date at Mr. Cardamone, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mike, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And Mike, for that first payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It'll be on Discover.
Discover. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or
yeah,
both?
It's my name.
Is it Mike or Michael, any middle initial?
It's Michael. Now, oh, wait, shit, I forgot to tell you. Right now, I mean, I guess I can send you the paperwork. My name was just changed. I just got my social security number, my new one. I got my new driver's license.
Okay.
And I have my certified dockets from the court. All of my cards, I haven't done this yet. I haven't changed my banking account yet.
Okay.
This just happened like 6 days ago.
Okay.
All of my cards are Michael Drapel, like my, if you look under WMFT or Mac Development, it still says Michael Drapel. But
okay.
I do have the proof, like I said, I have my new license, my social security number,
sure,
and a certified copy from the judge that from this day forward, Michael Drapel will be known as Michael Cardamone.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay.
So we'll have that in our notes and in our system. The billing will go out with the name on the card. So you said that was Drapel? Is that
yes.
D-R-A?
Yes. D-R-A-P-A-L.
A-L, okay. And then is Michael M-I-C-H-A-E-L or E-A-L?
E-L, yes.
M-I-C-H-E-A-L.
Yep.
Okay. Every now and then
yes.
I see the A before the E.
M-I-C-H-E-A-L.
Okay, gotcha. You said it was a Discover. Now, that should start with...
Oh, wait. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
A-E-L. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's actually my brother's middle name. Okay. And then you said it was a Discover. That should start with a 6. All Discover
yeah.
cards do. I'm actually...
6-0. Uh-huh. 1-1. 0-1. 4-2.
Okay.
0-3. 8-6. 7-2. 9-1.
And the expiration month and year?
Is April 4, 2029.
4 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
100.
100. So I've got 100, 100 on the back. April
yeah,
or
that's
4.
That's the security code, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, the CVC.
Right.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. And then I've got 6011, 0142, 0386, 7291. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And then what is the billing address of that particular card?
8429 Iris Avenue. Seminole, Florida.
Okay. Is that 33777?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does actually have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm going to the website right now on my phone. You said okay. I can just look at it there?
Yeah. I mean, in a minute or so, you're going to get a confirmation email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. That email address will be on there as well. You'll receive that information as well as an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, Michael, I did want to walk you through a couple of things there, so just let me know when you receive that. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, usually gets to you right at or near the beginning of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Looks like we've got a 4 o'clock, this is Eastern time, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. Would any of those work out for you to receive that 30-minute phone call?
Oh, yeah, 4 o'clock.
Okay. In that case, it's going to be scheduled from 4 until 5. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I may already be on another call, but they will call you either way. I did want to add a little bit of added protection here, whether I am on that follow-up call or not. Just a simple question and an answer, another layer of security here for you. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with Mac Development, even if it's you, Mike, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. Now, more importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they identify themselves as Google, even if they identify themselves as Local Splash, they will need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer as well as the question. Now, your options for your security question, and if they can't give you that information right away, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account for your protection. It clearly states that it only bills once a month and only for that exact amount of $249, and, of course, only on the 16th of the month. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city.
City. And then what is the answer?
New York.
New York. Okay, got it. Type it in twice. You're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the...
Yeah, I got the bill.
Okay.
Where it says access your dashboard.
That's exactly the one. Now, above that big blue logo where it says access your dashboard, it's got the invoice, and then the actual body of the email itself, it says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
And it says your invoice is below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Now, the blue click here is actually hyperlinked. It goes to the written terms and conditions. So if you click on it, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Google, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But something like 1 out of 10 will be choosing Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls and have those opportunities, too. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. It does come with a custom website. Now, if your website is ever going to be down for more than a week or so and you want us to do a temporary website just as a placeholder for you, it takes us about 5 or 7 business days to do a website for you. We can keep that up and running as long as you need us to. Okay, that's included at no additional cost. Now, we are doing the Facebook ads, et cetera. I don't want to walk you through everything. Like I said, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and below it, you'll see a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of them. One is to agree to receive SMS messages or text messages to your phone. Now, the other one that you authorize that you are the holder and signer of the card. So, of course, we want you to click on that. It does have your old name, which is on the card, and everything will go out that way, but we've got it in our system that there is a name change. So we would want you to type in your name directly as it appears there in that long box with the arrow pointing.
Yeah, Michael Drapel. You want the name.
Correct.
That
matches.
On all my cards. All right.
Correct.
Yeah.
It has to be an exact match, so it's case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. If you're typing it in, the M and the D are capitalized. And, of course, just the space between the two first and last name. Once you've got it in there, click the confirm signature box. That actually does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've waived your setup fee. It also allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the login page and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Now, the automated system is caught up with the emails. The welcome email actually has your username and password, but I don't recommend you try doing it now. It's just our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. If you try it right now, and you certainly can, it will give you an error message or a message saying that we're still in the process of setting things up.
Gotcha.
You need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. In the next day or so, you'll also receive an additional email letting you know that your tracking system is active. I can give you that information, though. Your username cannot be changed because it's in our system the exact same way. Luckily, it is easy for you to remember. It's your phone number, the number that we're speaking on right now, not your cell number. 727-289-4377. So the area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses or anything like that. The default password is MAPMobile, M-A-P-M-O-B-I-L-E, all lowercase, no space. You can change that once it lets you into your tracking system. It's just the default password. Some people never change it, and it's fine either way.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. It's going to your email. It says local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and your phone number. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include your phone number or your username. They're exactly the same in this case. That lets us easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. Now, you got another email that's just automated. Everyone gets it. It's action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Obviously, you're already Google verified, so you don't need to really pay attention to that one. Everybody gets it. But you'll also get a reminder email through our automated system. There's just enough time. That email usually goes out about an hour prior, so you'll receive that to your email inbox as well, just kind of letting you know that that follow-up call is scheduled in that 4 o'clock hour. I actually do hope that I am between phone calls so I can say a quick hello to you, but I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you, help you out, and get your phone ringing. And, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, Paul. So 4 o'clock today, huh?
4 o'clock today if you're available. Yeah, it takes about a half hour. You can be working or doing whatever else you need. Yeah, we want to get started on things pretty quickly here for you. Exactly. As long as you can carry on a conversation with our technician, you can be doing whatever else you need to do at that moment. You don't have to be in front of a computer, just some basic knowledge questions off the top of your head regarding your business.
All right. All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks again. Thanks again. You take care, Mike. And you do prefer Mike over Michael, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And now, are you going to call my cell phone or are you going to call the business line?
That's a really good question. Thanks for reminding me. I do have the contact number is 727-565-6602.
Yeah, that's my cell. That's the best way.
That's the best number. All righty. I'll put that in the notes. Yep. They'll call that number then. Of course, we're promoting the other number for the business itself. But I'll put that number as the one that we should call when we do that follow-up call at 4.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too, Mike. I appreciate you. You take care. We'll talk to you in just a little bit over an hour or so.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care.